The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the 4.0 Pod with DJ Non. I'm so excited to have you here with me, where I'm diving into how to keep a 4.0 in the midst of a very busy college life. Balancing the academics and social life of college can be a pretty hefty task. And in this podcast, I'm breaking down how to maintain high grades and just be an overall high achiever at the college level. So please dive in with me in the 4.0 Pod. Welcome to episode 2 of the 4.0 Pod. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. We're going to go ahead and dive right into this episode. I'm going to first share a little story from myself, thinking back to my time in middle school as a young kid. I think it was sixth grade, and I remember sitting in the back of the class. I always sat in the back. It's just where I was more comfortable and sitting with my friends. And I can remember they were passing out, you know, the math packets in a sixth grade math class. And I remember having, you know, questions about how we should go about approaching these problems, because we'd only been in class for, I think it was a couple weeks at the time. And I remember sitting there and I was asking my friends next to me all these questions about what it was we were doing. And for whatever reason, I found myself too scared to just ask my teacher what I was wondering about. I kept turning to them, asking them questions like, oh, we do use a calculator for this, or we underline this part of the problem, or where do we start? Do we need scratch paper? I was just asking them all the questions, when really all I had to do was put that hand up and ask my teacher the question, because at the end of the day, it's her assignment. She knows what we're doing, what the expectations are for the work. And I vividly remember like it was yesterday, being afraid and scared to ask my teacher a question, because I was afraid of looking dumb or looking like I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I didn't want to come off as not smart or like not intelligent for whatever reason. Like, that's how my sixth grade middle school brain was working. But instead I was just asking my other friends, who really didn't know at all either. So they were just saying, oh, I don't know, bro, or whatever, you know how it is in middle school. And I remember going home that night and telling my mom. I was like, Mom, like, I'm in math class. I mean, fifth grade, I remember, because fifth grade, fourth grade math is easier, but there's a jump to sixth grade. It was Common Core, the math problems. And I was having a really hard time. And we were a couple weeks into school. I came home, I was asking my mom, I was telling her, I'm struggling in class. I don't know what's wrong. And she's like, have you asked your teacher any questions? And I was like, no, I haven't. And she's like, why? I said, because I'm scared. I don't want to look dumb. And I remember that she paused and looked at me and she said, "That you're approaching everything the wrong way." And from that moment on, it kind of shaped the way that I looked at asking questions in class, because my mom's a teacher, you know, she was actually my kindergarten teacher. And hearing this from my mom, something about hearing it from her just kind of gave me the confidence that teachers want you to ask questions. Like, they're there to help us learn things. And hearing this from someone that is my mother, but also a teacher in her own right, kind of gave me the confidence to explore and want to ask questions more, because she wouldn't be lying to me. She wants the best for me. And her explaining that on her end is that I was thinking about it the wrong way, made me understand that, wow, teachers are here to really help us. They want to educate and inform and shape our learning outcomes. Like, they genuinely want to help. So after knowing that, realizing that, I remember going back in the next day and my hand shot up every single time I had a question. I was calling the teacher over, asking. I remember from that moment on, I was never afraid to ask questions in class anymore. I didn't even hesitate to ask questions anymore. And I know that might be hard, like turning that switch. Maybe you're afraid of stuttering or things like that. What I would say to that, try your best to talk to teacher after class, maybe before, and in college to your professor. You're an adult now, so if you don't want to talk in class, email them on the side, but still ask those questions, because your professors, your teachers, they want to help you and they want to see you succeed. So I wanted to further look at the importance of asking questions, because asking questions, they help us like identify what we don't understand, and it puts us on the right track towards understanding the correct way to do things. And at the end of the day, You're in school to learn things, whether you like it or not. So you might as well try to take something away from that. I feel like there's no reason to spend the time going to school, spend the time learning a subject and not leave with the time that you're putting in. So what's the reason to go every single day somewhere and study and take tests and learn if you're not taking anything away from it? And I think that's the key. That's where examining what it is you're doing, what's the why behind the what. I think that is really important, because you can be doing something, but if you don't know why you're doing it, then you're not going to be that interested in the problems. Because I remember moving into high school, I just like, I'm never going to use this math anymore. Like, I'm not going to use any of these things that I'm learning. So what's the point? So asking my teachers, why are we learning this? Where will this be important? And maybe it doesn't, but at least the process of learning, the process of understanding how to follow a system can be applied in other areas of your life. The process of learning how to do complex algebra, maybe you don't need the algebra, but the process it took you to learn that concept, that can be applied across the board. Say starting a podcast, the same process and asking questions and doing that, then you apply that same work ethic to anything you're doing. So you can learn those principles throughout school by asking questions, examining why you're doing whatever it is. And I feel like you'll be more attached to your work, because once you're invested in your work and you feel like you have a sense of pride in what you're doing, that is really the difference in terms of doing well in school, because you feel some sort of attachment or connection to the work that you're doing. I feel a lot of times the reason why students in college end up not getting good grades, or even in high school too, it's because they don't feel any attachment or any pride in their work. I mean, there's no reason to, like, there's no reason that they're doing it. So I feel like you might have to find that intrinsically. It might have to be something that you search for yourself. And I think it's all at the root of asking questions and understanding why it is that you're doing something. So with that, I wanted to read from the National Library of Medicine. And this is a article from Dr. Rodolfo A. Nerati. Sorry if I'm butchering that name. And he examined in this article the importance of asking questions and doing things for a reason. So some of the things that I've been talking about in this episode, but I wanted to share some of his words. And this is me taking his work and sharing it on this platform because I feel like it's very important and hopefully can help you listening. I keep 6 honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are why, how, what, when, where, who. These 6 words are very essential in trying to learn new information. So I think keeping these 6 words, I'll say them again, why, how, what, when, where, and who, could be very important, because as you're going throughout your day and throughout your time in school or wherever you're learning information, there's so many things happening at once. Who's teaching me? Why am I learning that? What is the purpose? You see some of those 6 terms coming in. Where are we meeting for class? Who's teaching me? I mean, it's endless, right? So we're always asking these questions and they're getting answered in our head without us really knowing. And then your professor maybe starts giving you different assignments. And if you learn to pay attention to what it is that they're saying, ask questions based on those 6 and make sure those 6 are answered. Like, make sure you always know why you're doing what it is that you're doing. And don't be afraid to go ahead and ask and question it. Like, if you don't know why you're doing something, question it. I think that's really important. And he continues to write in this article, questioning everything helps to understand the world around us and why we do what we do. How do we do this is about technical issues, and what we do is usually known. Why reflects beliefs, reasons, purpose, and objectives of an institution that eventually motivated us to, my apologies, objectives of an institution that eventually motivate its members to adopt them. So I feel like what this means is by understanding the why and what you're doing can help get understand why you are there learning that given topic. So I think that this all helps me when I step back and reflect to my time as a student, and just reflecting back on why it's so important to ask questions. I think I found, in my opinion, that asking questions shows that you're interested, it shows that you're engaged, and it shows that you care. Because there's always going to be kids in the class that are sitting in the back and aren't really focused, aren't really checked in on what's going on, and you know, they're gonna get swept away in the wind on their own. But if you're showing up and asking the questions and showing that you genuinely care about what you're doing, that will really help in terms of understanding the concepts and showing your professor or your teacher that you want to learn the topic that they're trying to teach you. And when someone can see that there's an interest and that what they're teaching, you know, is wanted by the one that's listening, I think it almost makes them more inclined to help you, or, you know, open up their schedule to have time for office hours or an extra time to meet because they see a genuine interest. And obviously a genuine interest can't get farmed out of nowhere. So you have to kind of create ways to get yourself interested. So for example, when I was taking a global business course last semester, there were some days that I wasn't really checked in, and there were some days that I didn't really, you know, want to go to class, but I still found ways to get myself interested by playing like hypothetical games and trying to question why he was teaching us about entering into like global foreign markets. Like, what's the reason for this? How will I need to know this as a business major? The minute that I answered that question, then I wanted to ask him more questions to see what all that he knew, right? And then that's just an example. And then another example would be I had an Infotech class, which is very computer based and, you know, formulas and Excel, and it's very difficult. But I showed my professor through questions and asking him if we could meet and things like that, that I put in so many extra hours working one-on-one with my professor that I feel like that alone is what helped, you know, get me the A in the class. Earn the A in the class. I don't think anything is given, but it's because that I showed the interest in questioning that my professor really opened up their schedule. I mean, I was meeting him twice a week, you know, asking questions on the homework, double checking on exams. I mean, we had a long email chain of like 30 or 40 emails after the end of the semester, but just because I was constantly asking questions and being, you know, inquisitive about what it is I wanted to achieve out of the course. And, you know, people really pick up on that. People pick up on, you know, interest in, you know, those various topics. So I think another piece that really, you know, falls on deaf ears is the why. Because oftentimes people, they don't want to try and they don't want to ask questions because they don't understand like the point of they've lost hope in the educational system, and they've lost hope in, you know, the structure and the things that were that just like the way our system is currently set up. And they're oftentimes struggling to find that why. And it's something that I really want those of you listening to take away from this episode is find your why. Like, why are you why are you majoring in kinesiology? Why are you majoring in history? Why are you majoring in psychology, business, whatever it may be? Is it something that you genuinely want to do, or something that someone else has told you? And once you find that, and that's part of the reason why I said examine earlier, because you have to examine what it is, like why that you're doing something. And I think once you have that, the questions are going to come on their own. And as you'll see, just try as you wake up tomorrow morning, or wake as you maybe you're listening to this, you know, during the morning. For the rest of your day, just try to ask some questions. Ask people questions, and you'll see things start opening up. Doors start opening up. The lights turn a little bit brighter. You'll see your life transform by asking questions, examining why it is that you're doing things, and overall, just inquire knowledge. And at the root of that is asking questions. So go ahead and try that in your next class that you're in, or your the next week, month. Just see how it works in your life and your schedule. I've definitely found that it's worked a lot for me as something as a college student. So hopefully it can work for you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the 4.0 pod. As always, it's so great to have you here on board. It's much appreciated, all the support. So thank you so much, and we'll be back here next time.